Fatto di noi, so Baruch Hashem, we're back again. I just came from Europe this afternoon, just a few hours ago, and Baruch Hashem, we're back to our normal schedule of Harbotzes Torah. So many times before the shiur, I dedicated the shiur to Eloi Neshama. Today I want to dedicate the shiur to a very happy occasion, and the shiur is dedicated to the young couple, Rabbi Yamin Rosengarten, who is dedicates so much time and energy to this shiur, to put everything together, and his daughter got married this week. I don't remember the names, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the names. So we're learning Torah tonight, Shazivugya Yofa, and their parents should have so much nachas. And so this is a brocha to Rabbi Yamin Rosengarten and his son. Shiyivnu b'ayis godol b'yisroel, v'avo v'achva v'sholom v'reyus. So this week's parasha is parasha Shoiftim. Shoiftim.
Daniel.
The chosen's name is Daniel? Daniel ben? Mother. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows Daniel Rosengarten. Shiyivnu b'ayis godol b'yisroel, v'avo v'achva v'sholom v'reyus, b'simcho v'nachas. And his parents should have so much nachas. Shoiftim v'shoitim t'nlo v'chol shorecho asher Hashem alakecho noisim l'chol shvotecho v'shoftu asuam mishpot tzedek lo yisata mishpot v'lo yisak yeponim v'lo yisikach shoichad ki ha-shoichad ye'avar eini chachomim v'yisaleif divrei tzadikim. This is the topic we will be discussing tonight. Shoichad, the Isser of Shoichad. Kosev ha-shulchan or choyshim mishpot simetah sif aleph. And the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chof Gimel, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes that a person that took Shoichad, a dayin, Lezakoi says a zakai. Not only if he took Shoichad to intentionally do Ivus Adin and to obstruct justice, even if he has intentions to give the right psak. But if he took shoichad, he has to give back that money. It is only if the person that gave shoichad, either the claimant or the defendant, how is the claimant called?
Plaintiff.
Either the plaintiff or the defendant. It is only if they demand their money back that the dayin has to give that money back. And that's a big chiddush. But before we understand the chiddush, why is it that it's dependent on the claim of the person that gave the shoichad? We need to understand what is the basic source and understanding that if you took shoichad, you have to give that money back. How do we know that the dayin, the judge that took shoichad, has to give that money back? There are two different interpretations that we find in Divrei Gedoyei Acharonim. The Bach, the Gro, the Nesivos of Esav Olam, they say that this Rambam, quoted also in Shulchan Aruch, is based on the Machlokes Abayin Rova in Tmura Dav Dalet. Kol milsud yom rachmona lo tavid, I oved mahani or I oved loy mahani. And Rova says, I oved lo mahani. So I oved lo mahani is not only that if you do a kinyan or a chalois or a froshes tumas amaisis in a improper way, in a way that involves an isser, that it doesn't work. It's not chal. It's invalid. Even if we're not dealing with a chalois, you cannot benefit from an aveda. And any benefit that was acquired or achieved by aveda has to be undone. And that is the concept of kol milsud yom rachmona lo tavid I oved lo mahana. And that is the interpretation of many achroinim, including the Bach, the Gro, and the Nesivos. That is the source, that a dayan that took shoichad has to give that money back. So even if the din is over, and he can no longer rectify if he did anything wrong, the din is botel mevutel, the psak is invalid, but we're dealing now with a monetary issue. Is it gezel biyudai? Does he have to give that money back? So the reason he has to give the money back is kol milsa diyom rachmona lo saved I oved lo mahane. The problem with this interpretation is that the Lecha Mishnah, the Noi Debiyudai, and many others interpret Shittas Rambam, that the Rambam paskins in accordance to Abaye I oved mahani, and the psak is not like Rove, the I oved lo mahani. Interpretation number two would be based on the Pnei Yeshua in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Vav. Bav Metzia Nun Vav is the sugya of Oinoa. So if you cheat another person intentionally or even without intention, and he overpays, then if it's more than a shtus, machzer Oinoa, you have to give that money back. And the Pnei Yeshua asks in Bav Metzia Daf Nun Vav, how do we know that if you took more than a decent price, that you have to give that money back? By a Shavas Aveda, we have a mitzvah to say, Hoshav Tashivim. Hashavas Gzela, Veheshavas Gzela, Asha Gozal. By Gneva, Chaim, Shnayim, Yishalim. By Enoah, we don't have any source. So the Pnei Yeshua says, but if the Torah asks Enoah, then Enoah automatically becomes Gezel. Because if you have no right to take that money, and you took money which you have no right to take, then it is gezel. So the mitzvah say of a heshev zekzel asher gozel applies, even though you didn't take it by violent force, you didn't assault another person, you didn't grab it out of his hands, but it still is gezel, because if this is not legitimate, according to the Torah says loy soinu ish es amisoi, then it falls into the category of gezel, and the mitzvah say of heshev zekzel asher gozel applies. But I think even if we do accept the interpretation of the Pnei Yeshua, there's a big difference between shoychad and einoah, because einoah is not money you took by force. It's not gezela, it's not even geneva. But the person that gave the money gave it by mistake, and he did not intend to overpay. So it is reasonable to argue that would be defined as geneva or gzela. But by shoychad, he knew why he's giving this money, and he decided out of his free will to give this money. It's an aveira, but why would that be gezel? And if it's not gezel, how do we know that the dayan has to give back this money? So even if we do accept the interpretation of the Pnei Yeshua l'gaba einoah, einoah is much closer to geneva and gzela than shoychad. I think shoychad would be more similar to ribis. It's an aveira, but there was no lack of intention. The person that took that loan knew what the conditions are, what he is undertaking to pay, and he did so out of his free will. And by ribis, we need a pasuk. Shel ribis tzutze yoytze b'dayonam. We learned that from v'chayu chicho imoch. By shoychad, we don't have a pasuk. So how do we know by shoychad that one has to return that money? And my basic argument is shoychad is different than einoah, because the person that overpaid had no intention to pay more than the proper price. He did so, the money wasn't taken by deceit, it wasn't taken by force, but still, this is not money that he intended to pay. So shoychad would be more similar to ribis. And by ribis we see that if not the posik v'chai uchichu imach, we would not be mechadish that the person that took ribis has to pay that money back. So my understanding would be, I think this is a fundamental argument, and I say the same lagabi shoychad, shelo kedivrei Pnei Yeshua. Any money that you took in an unfair way, you need to return. And those are shnei tzodim shelo yisa hamedbeya. It's one and the same. If you can't take, you need to give back. Any money that you get and it's not legitimate, you need to give back. Because the fact that he paid has no significance. He shouldn't have paid. And you were not entitled to take that money. We don't need a pasuk that a person has to return what he got in an unfair or illegitimate way. So one might ask, so why do we need by geneva v'gzela a pasuk? Maybe we don't. Maybe we do. Maybe this is what we learn from Veheshev Esegzeil HaShegozal. And Veheshev Esegzeil HaShegozal teaches us a fundamental principle in Mominus, that if you are not allowed to take that money, you have to give it back. And that is across the board. by gneiva, by gzeila, by shoichid, by einoa, by everything. Or maybe we don't need v'heishav as a gzeila asher gozel only to learn the halachos of sheni koina, of kol gezlona mishalem in kishas a gzeila, various different halachos that we learn from the pasuk v'heishav as a gzeila asher gozel. We need lavani tikala asay, but the fundamental principle is a simple one. If you're not allowed to take money, then you have to give that money back. So why do we need a posik by Ribis? I think Ribis would be different than Shoichad, than Ainoa. It even would be different than Shoichad. Because Ribis is an Isser on both parties, on the Loiva and on the Malva. So the interpretation of the Isser Ribis can't be Ribis is like Gezel. Why would there be an Isser and a Loiva to pay? By Shoichad, the Isser is only on the Dayin. The person giving the Shoichad is over on the Fnevel Isitin Michshoel. But the Lav is Loi Sikach Shoichad. And this Lav we find twice in Parshas Mishpotim in Chumash Shemois and in Parshas Shoiftim in Chumash Devorim. So Shoichad is only upon the person that takes the Shoichad. So this is money that is illegitimate. Ribis, the same is that applies to the Loive as to the Malve. And this is a very fundamental question. There's an interesting tshuva in Chasam Sofer. Chelek Vav Simachov Vav, tshuva's Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that even if the Torah would not ask a Ribis, Ribis has no basis. And the Loive would not be required to pay Ribis, even if he promised to do so. Because there's no reason for the Levi to pay Ribis. It's illegitimate. So even if the Torah wouldn't ask the Ribis, there would be no Chiyuv to pay Ribis. That is what the Chasam Sofer says. And why not? Why not? So the Chasam Sofer says, why is it different than Schiras? The Chasam Sofer wasn't aware of Tshuvas HaRashba, Tshuvas HaMiyuchosas LaRamban. So for many years, these Tshuvas were printed, Tshuvas HaMiyuchosas LaRamban. But today we know it has nothing to do with the Ramban. It's Tshuvas HaRashba. It is called Tshuvas HaMiyuchosas. Tshuvas HaMiyuchosas in Reish Chov Gimel. The Rashba makes it very clear. If the Torah wouldn't ask a Ribis, it would be totally legitimate. Like it is in the modern world. I mean, Schiras Batim, Schiras Poyalim, Schiras Kalim. You wouldn't expect another person to give you his house to live in if you don't pay rent. You wouldn't expect another person to give you his car. You rent a car, you know that you need to pay. And so we find in Halacha, Schiras Kelim, Schiras Batim, Schiras Poyalim. So Ribis Be'etzem is Schiras of Mamon. In the modern world, I mean, some tzaddikim, Gemilas Chasodim, lend money without taking interest. But in the business world, it goes without saying. Why would you expect anybody to give you a loan without paying interest? So in the modern world, interest is just like rent. I mean, you don't expect to receive a house to live in for a year without paying rent. So why would money be different? So the Chasam Sofer says, no, but in a house there's pras. You know, when you live in a house, there's maintenance and you break things. And that is why you need to pay rent. But by money, I mean, you took money, you give back the same money. So the lender had no loss, he incurred no loss. So why does he deserve to get interest? That's a Chasam Sofer's argument. But it's a pella because Schiras Batim, Schiras Poyalim, Schiras Kelim is not because of pras, but shimush. I mean, why would you expect to derive benefit and usage of something that is not yours without paying for it? So the Chasam Sofer is a gewaltige chiddush, the understanding of the Chasam Sofer that the reason you need to pay rent, whether it's Schiras Batim or Schiras Kelim or even Schiras Poyalim, is because of prat. Has nothing to do with prat. Why would a person work for you without being paid? So just like you need to pay for an employee, why should he work for free? Why should he give you his house for free? Why should he give you his car for free? So why should he give you money for free? So the Rashba makes it very clear. If not the Torah asked Ribis, it would be totally legitimate, just like Schiros of any other thing. That's in Shubhas Rashba. If the Chasam Sofer would be aware of the Rashba, he would accept the understanding of the Rashba. And I think the Rashba was right. And the Isser of Ribbis is on the Loive and the Malva. So Ribbis is somewhat more of a Gzeres HaKosuv. And therefore, if not, we have a source that Ribbis Tutsi Yotze B'Diyonim. We would say it's innocent to give Ribbis. But B'Diyevet, if you gave Ribbis, money-wise, it's legitimate. The Isser is more of a Yoredeya Isser. But Shoichet definitely is illegitimate. And that is why Shoichet is only on the dying, on the recipient, not on the person giving the Shoichet. The person that gives Shoichet is Zoyver Lifnei Yevel, he said Michal. But the Isser is only, and therefore, I say, any money that you had no right to take needs to go back to its proper owner. Only Ribbis would be an exception. That would be my interpretation. Of the Rambam, where is the source that a person needs to give back Shoichet? And the fact that the Magid Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah didn't look for a source, and many times they say, we need to understand why the great Nesachonim of the Rambam didn't deal with this question. So according to interpretation number one, Yovid Lamahana, or interpretation number two, the Pnei Yeshua, they should have said that. So the reason everybody is quiet about it proves that my interpretation is the correct one. And obviously to them it was a simple svara. If you can't take this money, you got to give it back. And to me that's two sides of the same coin. If you can't take this money, it's actually not yours. It's illegitimate. So this money needs to go back to the proper owner. Only Ribbis is different, because Ribbis, we see that Israel is not only on the recipient, it is also on the giver, on the payer. And from the monetary point of view, from Toiras HaMishpot, Ribbis would be totally legitimate because it's Schiris, like the Rashi explains. It's only Gzeres HaKosov. So therefore, I think Ribbis would be different. And why would it be dependent if the person asks for his money back? Because both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorech Lachziroi L'Kishiyitav Eno. So why would that be dependent on the Tviya? The Sma and the Taz have a machloikis with the same principle that the chiyav to give back shoichet applies only if the giver of shoichet, the baldin, asks for his money back. Would that apply to Ribbis as well? According to the Sma, no. The Sma and Chosh Mishpat Simentes. Simentes, Chosh Mishpat, is the simen that deals with shoichet. And the Sma there says, Shoichet is not the same as Ribbis. Ribbis you need to give back regardless, did he ask for it or not. The Taz says the same. And the Taz is twice, Chosh Mishpat Simentes and the Simen dealing with Shoichet, and Yoredeya Kuf Samech Aleph, the Simen and Yoredeya dealing with Ribbis Ktsutzi Yoytze V'Diyonim. And the Taz says, Ribbis, the same, just like Shoichet. We could understand this Sma, according to what I explained before. Ribbis, Shoichet are not the same. Ribbis is more of a Yoredeya Dekedin. But still, what is the fundamental understanding regarding Shoichet? If you need to give this money back, why would it be dependent on his claim? And why would the dayan need to return this money only if the one that gave Shoichet requires and asks for a refund? He asks for his money back. Here, once again, we find different approaches. B'divrei Gedolei HaAchroinim. The Bach, the Levush, the Tumim, and the Nesivis, Gedolei Yoilim, all say that if he doesn't ask for his money back, obviously there's Mechila. And if he's Moichel, he's Moichel. There's a Mechloikis, the Rambam, and the Goinim, where the Mechila is valid regarding Ribbis. But maybe Ribbis is different, because Ribbis is not so much a monetary claim, as I explained before. Because as a monetary claim, it's a proper schiris. But, so these Gedolei Olam, the Bach, the Levush, the Tumim, and the Nesivis argue, if he isn't asking for his money back, then obviously it's Mechila. And that's a Tema. Because nowhere else do we say that if a person doesn't ask for money, probably he was Michael. Why would we assume that a person is Michael money that Alpi Din he is entitled to get back? We don't find a similar svara by Gzela or by Gneva or anywhere else. Moicher v'lokeach. Person sold something, and the person didn't pay. He's entitled after 10 years, if he has proof. You bought something in my store, you didn't pay, and even after 10 years, we do not say he was moichel. You need solid proof to argue that a person was moichel on a proper claim. So why would shoichet be different than geneva, or gzela, or mekech hamemkar, or ksuba? Or ksuba. Person gave a get. 15 years later, his wife comes to ask for ksuba. If he cannot prove that he paid a ksuba, he has to pay up. Nowhere else do we find that time proves mechila. So why would shoichet be different? So the Shah Mishpat tries to explain shoichet is different, but it's not convincing. So this approach to say mechila is not convincing. And the Shavus Yankov brings the Bach and is cholek on the Bach. So how does he deal with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? Why kishiyid ve'eno? So the Shulchan Yaakov is doicha the Bach, and he says Mechila doesn't make sense, because nowhere else do we say that the fact that a person wasn't toiveya proves that he foregoes this money. No, we do not find that argument elsewhere. But the Shulchan Yaakov doesn't come up with an alternative reasonable pshat, and he says all the Rambam means to say is that as long as the person that paid shoichet is not toiveya, then Bezin doesn't mix in. Bezin doesn't take an initiative. If that's pshat in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Maika Mashmalan, what's the Ravusa, Milsa de Pshita? In any civil claim, there is no process without a toiveya. So what is the Chiddush regarding shoichet? Shoichet is a monetary claim. Just like in modern law, there are civil claims and there are mishpat plili. How do you say in English? Mishpat plili. Criminal courts. So when we're dealing with civil claims, there never is a legal process unless somebody claims. If there is no claimant, then there is no process. Then nothing happens. So why would this be different than any other dinam omenes? Why does the Rambam need to say here? I want to be miyasha of the Shavus Yaakov, because here we're dealing with the court that did something improper. So maybe a higher court needs to intervene. It is not a claim between individuals, one person and the other. This is a dayan that took shaykhad. So there would be a tzad, yes, the Beis Din has to intervene, and the Beis Din has to stop this, because this is not ploini and almoini. This is a person that paid shaykhad to a dayan, and therefore Beis Din should intervene and see that this goes back. Maybe that would be the Havamina, and that's why the Rambam needs to say, no, after all, it's a civil claim, it's a monetary claim, it's not criminal law, and therefore, likishi et ve'emo. So this is what I would say to Mimiyash of the Shavus Yaakov, but it still is a big Kiddush. Simetes, Sifkot Nalef, rejects the Shavus Yaakov interpretation. I don't think he brings the Shavus Yaakov, but he rejects this interpretation. And according to the Ksos HaKoshen, as long as he doesn't claim, it's not only that there is no legal process and Bezin doesn't intervene, there is no chiyuv at all. Similar to Dina Knossos. You know, Dina Knossos are different than Dina Momenes. Dina Momenes, the Bezin is not mechadish the chiyuv. The Beis Din just gives a ruling. In Dina Knossos, Asher Yarshiun Elohim. As long as Beis Din doesn't paskin, there is no chiyuv, even if Nimishuos Adin. That is a fundamental difference that we find various different sugans and shas between Momenes and Knossos. But the Ksos HaKoshen doesn't explain why. So how do we know, and what is the reasoning that by Shoichad we need a claim to create the Etzem Chiyuv? Why? Why is this so? Why do we need a claim? So I quoted the Bach and the Ravush. Mechila, the Shavus Yaakov rejects the Bach and the Ravush, and he says, no, kol kavonas Rambam is that there is no process. As long as somebody doesn't start the process. Without a claim, Beis Din doesn't intervene. And we asked, Maika Mashmalan. That's a fundamental aloha in all Dina Momenes across the board. So why would this be different? So I try to explain the Shavus Yaakov. Maybe this would be different because this is not between one individual and another. This is a dayan. and therefore, because it's a dayan, maybe Beis Din does have responsibility to stop this and to intervene, even without a claim. Kamashmalon kishi yitve'eno, because at the end of the day, it's a monetary claim. It's not Dina Malkus, it's not Dina Misa, it's not Makanoi Sachateitza Nafshoi on a Misa Sasei. It's a monetary issue, and therefore, without a claim, there is no process. So it's a choshim, drastically different, the other end of the spectrum than the Shulchan Yankov. The Shulchan Yankov says there's a chiyuv, but Beis Din doesn't intervene. So it's a choshim understands, no, there is no chiyuv without a claim. But the Ksoi Sechoshin falls short of giving a suggestion, why would that be? And once again, Lani is Daiti, Advaram Pshutim Betachlis, and I would say, it is only when a person took money without the consent of the Bailim that he has to give the money back regardless of a claim. But in any instance and in any circumstances in which I didn't force the person to take money, I did not take money without his consent. He gave out of free will and I took. In those cases, I do not have to give the money back unless he asks for his money back. And I think it's a svara pshuta. Yes, I shouldn't have taken this money, but after all, he gave it out of his choice, out of free will, and with full consent. And therefore, if he wants his money back, I have to give it back. But as long as he doesn't ask for his money back, it is not upon me to give the money back if he doesn't ask for his money. And according to my understanding, the Taz would be right. Ribis would be the same as Shoykhat. Unless we say Ribis is different. Ribis is Yeredeya. Ribis is an issue on the Loive, not only on the Malva. And if it's Yeredeya, then Tzorech Lohi, you know, he has to do tshuva. It's not mominous. Maybe it's more Yeredeya, it's more Isaveta. I do not want to go into discussion, the fundamental discussion regarding Ribis. Is it Choshem Mishpat or Yeredeya? Because Ribis is not our topic today. Shoychid is our topic. We just relate to Ribis in the interaction between Ribis and Shoychid. Regarding Ribis, I wrote in Minchas Osher Dvorim. I apologize, I don't remember which simon. But in Minchas Osher Dvorim, I wrote in Arichas on Ribis. It's interesting. The Rambam brings all Dina Ribis and Hilchas Malva Valoiva and Sefer Mishpotim. The Torah writes Hilchas Ribis in Yoredeya. And some Gedolim want to say this is a fundamental difference, a machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. Is Ribis a choshem mishpat dika halacha, or is it a zavet, or is it Yoredeya? I think that's a mistake. Because the Torah, when he writes Hilchas Ribis in Yoredeya, starts with an apology. Why do I write Hilchas Ribis in Yoredeya? They're supposed to be in choshem mishpat. So the Torah explains, because in Simen Kuf Nun Ches and Kuf Nun Zayin, there are various halachas in which we find the difference between Yisrael and Goyim. And a Ribis there also is a chilek between Yisrael and Goyim. This Ribis applies only to your brethren, but from a Goy you're entitled to take Ribis. And that's why I write Hilchas Ribis in Yoredeya. So the Torah apologizes, but it's a Shvacha Hezba. It's actually a Shvacha Hezba. Because by Ribis there's a difference between Goyim and Eden, that is why the entire package you put into Yoredeya, not into Choshem Mishpat, Shvacha Hezba. So one could still argue, it does prove that it has somewhat the kesu with Yoredeya. So I say this many times to my Talmidim, and I think most Rosh Hashivas and Mabitzotir would not agree with me, but that's my feeling. I think even though the Rambam does write Hilchas Ribis and Malva V'Loive, and the Torah apologizes why it's Yoredeya, it still could be a din of Isaveta, not Choshem Mishpat. Not only in the Torah, even in the Rambam. The reason it should be in Choshem Mishpat is not dependent on the essence of Issa Ribis, but after all, Issa Ribis is Dina Malva V'Loive. So it should be in Dina Malva V'Loive. It's as simple as that, regardless of what the essence of the Issa is. After all, it's a Sugya of Malva V'Loive. That is where Hilchas Ribis should be. So my argument is, so some Rosh Hashivas, some Gedolim say, according to the Torah, it's Yoredeya. According to the Rambam, it's Choshem Mishpat. The counter-argument would be no, even according to the Torah, Choshem Mishpot, he apologizes why it's in Yoredeya. And I say, maybe even according to the Rambam, it's Yoredeya. So why is it Hilchas Malva V'Loive? Because where should it be? After all, it's Dina Malva V'Loive. So it should be in Dina Malva V'Loive, regardless of the Mahus, of the essence of the Esa. So to me, that's a Milsa D'Pshita. And I think there are many mistakes and many wrong conclusions derived from why does the Rambam write here and not there. And I think the Rambam's approach in dividing up the halachas and where he placed the halachas is based more on the practicality than on the mahus, on the essence, on the panimius, on the lumdus of the halachas. So coming back to my understanding, so why by shoychad do you have to give shoychad back only if the person that gave the shoychad wants his money back? I think that is a fundamental rule. When I took money, bal korchoi shalodom, or not even bal korchoi, even oinoa, without consent, then it is upon me to give that money back. But if the money I got was in full consent of the person that gave the money, yes, I have to give it back, but let him ask for his money back. I didn't take it against his will. He gave this money out of free will, and therefore it is not upon me to give the money back unless he asks his money back, and that is when I'll give it back. So according to my understanding, the Taz is right. Ribbis and Shoichid would have the same rule, and we would say the same by Ribbis, unless we say Ribbis is Yoredeya. And I definitely see room for the argument Ribbis is Yoredeya, not only according to the Torah, even according to the Rambam. And this is an extremely powerful argument. The same Isser is upon the Loive as the Malva, which proves it's more Isser Veheta than a monetary issue. Unless one would still argue, and this argument, once again, is valid. I'm aware that today I say Dover Ve'epechoi a few times and everything is valid because Ze Emes Lani is Daiti. Yes, Isser Ribbis is upon the Loive and the Malva. But I still feel it's be'ikar on the Malva. But because of Chumras Iso, and because the Loiva is so much weaker than the Malva, by human nature, when a person is pressed and he needs money, he is in an inferior status to the person that has that money. And that is why people go to extremes, suicidal extremes, and they take upon themselves to pay 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50% ribbis a year, which is impossible and unjustified and horrendous. Because when a person is pressed for money, sometimes he will do crazy things to achieve that money. That is why the Torah asks on the loiva and not only on the malva. So it doesn't prove that the loiva and the malva are on par, the same. The Isser is upon both of them, but it still could be a Choshem Mishpot Dikedin. So yes, Dakas Uinyan, we're talking about nuances, but everything I said has Mukam and Svora. I hope everybody is following me with the Dakus and the nuances that we said. So my basic understanding, where did the Rambam take, and what is the Svora of the Rambam that you need to give Shoychid back, Likashiyed Ve'eno? So my understanding is, even though I was not entitled to take this money, but the giver gave it out of his total consent and out of free choice, and therefore, yes, I will give the money back, but if he asks for his money back. So the same would apply to Ribbis, and Ribbis would be similar to Shoychan. Kishita Sataz, velo kedivre asma. Unless the Sma would say, it's a Yoredeya de Kedin. Maybe it is Yoredeya de Kedin, even according to the Rambam. And Lechoira, the fact that the Loiva has the same issa as the Malva proves it's issa v'hetor and not Choshem Mishpot, but I don't think that's a Raya Gemura. Maybe the Torah asks on the Loiva because of Chumras Advorim and because the Loiva would do almost everything just to achieve that money, and the Malva would do almost anything to get those compounded horrendous ribbis, and that's why the Torah needs to ask on the Loiva as well as the Malva. Chazon Ish, Sefer Emunah VeBetochen, and this is a fascinating Chazonish. I never feel comfortable arguing with the Chazonish. I don't know why. I'm more afraid of the Chazonish than of many others. Not afraid, but I have his battles. So the Chazonish writes in Emunah VeBetochen, an amazing argument. Well, ani yazdaiti, ein advorim kein. So the Chazonish says, Shoichad is mena chukim, veloi mena mishpotim. Chukim chukakti. Gzeh esakos. Because those people shua emes ner leraglam, there is no havamina that Shoichad should affect their ruling and their svora and their opinions. Why is a person kushar to paskenis of a heter for himself? Whether it's Hilchas Neder, whether it's Hilchas Basa Becholov, he has an agia. It says, meat, it's his wife. So how could a person pass Kanisa Veheter for himself? He has an agia. But there's no cheshash that an agia would distort the ruling and the svora and the judgment of a Talmud Chochem Yerei Shamayim. So why would the Shoichad be different? Argues the Chazanish. It is only because the Torah asks Shoichad, because it's a Dova Meguna, and with the Torah asks Shoichad, only then a Shoichad Ye'avar Einach HaChomim V'Yisalav Divnei Tzadikim, because the Torah asks Shoichad. But that is not the reason that the Torah asks Shoichad. Kach Kosev HaChazanish Sefer Emunah VeBetochen Perek Gimel. So first of all, I want to make a comment before I reject the argument of the Chazanish in four different ways. But a general comment. I think there is significance that the Chazanish writes this in Sefer Emunah VeBetochen and Anachos, not in Chazanish Nezikin, Choshem Mishpot. After all, Chazanish Emunah VeBetochen is not a Sefer which is basically Halacha. Even though in the Signan of the Chazanish wasn't a Darshan, and I don't think the Chazanish in Agadat is different than he is in Halacha. The Chazanish is the Chazanish everywhere. But I still think there is significance by the fact that this is in Chazanish Emunah VeBetochen and not Choshem Mishpot. Another point I want to make. I think the Chazanish has an agenda in writing this, and it's clear when we go through the entire Perek. The Chazanish says, some people have the chutzpah to argue against Talmid HaChachamim that they have negiyas, maybe they're not right, and that is a terrible approach. And it totally destroys Kvod HaTorah and Kvod HaChachamim and the modus of Talmid HaChachamim. We need to believe that a Talmid Chacham has the ability to rise above negiyas. And therefore, when Gedol Yisrael or Talmid HaChachamim or Diyanim paskin, we need to accept their psukim with total submission and total humility. So I think the Chazanish is striving to a point. Generally, we need to bow our heads to the opinions, the attitudes, the psukim of Talmid HaChachamim and Gedol Yisrael. And that is why he argues that a Talmid Chacham has the ability and the yecholus to rise above personal negiyas. And that is why Be'isa V'Heter he can paskin for himself. So why would Shoichad be different? It's not different. The Torah asked Shoichad because it's a Dove Meguna. And because the Torah asked Shoichad, Yisalef Divrei Tzadikim. Lefi pshuton shel devorim kama rechoikim ha-devorim im pshutoi shel mikro v'loi sikach shoichad ki ha-shoichad ye'avar einach ha-chomem v'yazal ha-dil ha-tzadikim. That is the reasoning. Ki. And Rashi writes, ki ha-shoichad ye'avar mishekivel shoichad mimeno I efshar shelo yates levavoi lehafich b'schusoi. Doesn't Rashi clearly say mishekivel shoichad I efshar? So according to the Chazanish, it's only after the Torah asked Shoichad. Kamar Choikim Adavonim. So what is the difference between Shoichad any other negiya. Of course there's a difference. I think it's so simple. When you get shoychet, it's not only the money. It's the fact that this person gave you shoychet. He's a human being with a face and a name and a personality. And you appreciate the fact that he gave you money. It is different than a negiya on a shal and treifis or bosa b'cholav or maris and hilchas nida, in which, yes, you could derive benefit, but it's different. That is human nature. That is human nature. So when a psak affects your money, yes, a Talmud Chochma Yerei Shemayim could rise above that. But when a person gives you that money, that is human nature. You connect to the person, not only to the money, and you feel obliged, you feel indebted to him because he gave you his money. And I think that's such a simple svara. But it is not the only svara. Another argument would be Beis Din Shani, because the Torah is makpid dafka on the legal process. So there's a saying, and it has a source in Drosh HaSaran. HaTzedek tzarich lehiraot velo rak lehiasot. How do you say that in English? Is it also accepted in English? Justice must be seen and not only administered. It needs to be obvious. And the Drosh HaSaran writes it on Shoychad, that the Torah asks it Shoychad for two reasons. And the Drosh HaSaran explains, means it will impair justice, even if it would not affect the ruling, but it is awful that people might think that it impaired justice. That's a Drosh HaSaran explaining Kefal HaLoshon, the dual language in the Posek. So the Torah is makbid b'yoysar and based them. It's similar to Shavuos Lamed Zayin. Shavuos Lamed Zayin, it is obvious from the sugya. Medvar Sheker Tirchak, the Gemara gives 10 explanations, 10 examples, Medvar Sheker Tirchak. From 1 to 10, they're all referring to based them. Person that lies to his friend is not over a medvar sheker terchak. It's a mida meguna, but it's not a lav. It's not a lav. The lav is only in a legal process, only in based. So we see from that sugya, the Torah is makpid b'yoysa am based. And maybe that is the difference between isa v'heta, which a person could pass on for himself, and shoychad. The legal process in Basin needs to be noki mekol revav. And that is why the Torah asks shoychad. That would be explanation number two. Explanation number three. Giving shoychad is a distortion of the process. It is resha, it is avel, it is aven. And that is why the Torah is makbid b'yoyso. On the effect, because it's wrong. Argument number four. B'di'i efshar lo pligi. After all, ed nechod nemon b'yisurin. Tosfos explains three different places in Shas and Gittin Dav Gimel and Yevom Espeches and Achulin. How do we know ed echod nemon b'yisurin? Sharei heminu toira kol echod al ha-shchita, al ha-nikur, al ha-froshes tumas ha-maisis. It would be totally impossible if a person can't paskin for himself. Everything you will need to ask a dayan, that's efshar. But the efshar lo yekpid the Torah. So there are so many different ways in which we could be machalek between nisa v'heta and shoychad. And therefore, pshuto shel mikro, lo yisikach shoychad, ki ha-shoychad, ya'aver enei chachomim v'yasalev divrei tzadikim. That is the reasoning. Ukumoshe kosev Rashi, mishekibel shoychad mimeno I efshar shelo yates levavoy. So the Chazanish deals with great people. Maybe he's right regarding the giants, Gedoy Lisor, but not every dying is necessarily a god lador. Vatoyre hishvo midoyseo. The Torah can be machalik between a godl and somebody that's a lesser godl. So how could we be machalik? So the Chazon Ish argues, Anshei Emes, nothing in the world could distort their Emes. Maybe regarding the giants, he's right. He's right. But these halachas are across the board. They are uniform. And there could be no chilek between Ploini and Almoini. Two different dayanim. Is every dayan a good lador? And therefore, I think the argument of the Chazon Ish is a shvach argument. And I think he just wanted to make a point. And tzorachi and godel bedvorov, lani is daiti. Pshuto shel mikro, pshuto shel divrei rashi, pshuto shel inyan. And the argument, ma bein isa veheta l'shoichad, I don't think it's a powerful argument. I think shna v'shna, as we explained. So, at the last chelek of this part of the shir, I want to address a very troublesome shaila. Is the Issa Shoichad applicable only to Beis Din, or does it apply to officials, whether elected officials or people that were nominated to their jobs, chavrei iriya, chavrei vadot, vada mechuzit, dealing with the ishurei bnia? To our dismay, we're aware of what goes on. And if you want to get things done, usually there are ways to get things done. Is that legitimate? Does the Issa Shoichad apply only to Beis Din? Two Gedoyli Yisroel will address this question, many, but two of the greatest Gedoylim. So the Pilpul HaRifta and the Rosh, it's a very, one of the Choshev Achroinim. So there's a story in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Bar Choma Kotel Nafsha, person named Bar Choma killed a person, tragedy. So the Reish Gelusa asked Rab Abba Bar Yaakov to take on his case and to rule, is he Chayev or Potter? And Rab Abba Bar Yaakov had two Edom that testified, yes, he is the one we saw he killed. And then two Kitei Edom came to Pasel, the first Edom that testified to be Mechayev Bar Choma. And Rab Abba Bar Yaakov wanted to Pasel Edom number two and rule that he is Chayev. Rav Papi argued with Rav Abba Bar Yaakov and convinced him that the first cat are Edom Psulim. And therefore, Bar Choma went out free person. And Bar Choma played the taxes for Rav Papi till the end of his days. Out of HaKoros HaToyv and recognition. He got him off the hook. So Bar Choma took upon himself to pay the taxes of Rav Papi. So the Rosh asks, why ain't that Ribbis? Why isn't that Ribbis? Shoichad, not Ribbis, of course. Shoichad. Why wouldn't that be Shoichad? Even Shoichad Mu'uchar is an Issa Derabbanan. Even in retrospect, you know, after the ruling paying Shoichad is still an Issa Derabbanan. So the Rosh says, because anyway a Talmud Chacham is Potter Mitashlum Arnona. He was Potter anyway. So the Pirpul HaRifta asks, why would it be Shoichad in the first place? That's only Knossos. In the days of the Amiroim, they no longer were Dan Din HaMisa. So it's only Knas. So why would it be Shoichad? It's not a proper ruling. So the Pirpul HaRifta writes, this proves that the Issa of Shoichad is also Memunim ala Tzibur, and not only a proper Beis Din. And he writes that Terchocham Megula on Memunim ala Tzibur bizmanenu, that they take Shoichad and he attacks them, that's an Issa Goma. So would that apply to officials? After all, it was a ruling. It was a criminal case. And it was somewhat of a Beis Din. even if it's dina knosis, but it still was a basin. And this was a criminal offense. And the question was capital punishment, dina misa. So even if it's not a proper basin, because b'yamei ha'meroim, that is the authority of the Reish Gelusa. The Reish Gelusa in Bavel was the equivalent of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. So it still, in a way, was a court. And the question was, Chai v'misa, or Chai v'knosis. Is that the same as officials? So my feeling is, maybe the Purpur HaCharifta also deals with Memunim al HaTzibur that administer justice, that administer judgment. That is what he means, Memunim. And the entire Revusa is, even though it's not a proper Beisdin al Pi Torah. So, if the Purpur HaCharifta means officials, elected officials that deal with monetary issues and not with rulings and not with judgment, Beinodom L'Chaveroi, or criminal cases or monetary issues, then I don't understand this raya. Because after all, that was, in a way, it was a Beis Din. Chsam Sofer, Choshem Mishpatzim, Kuf Samach, deals with a Rav that was elected by a committee, and it became clear in retrospect that the members of that committee got shoichet from the Rav's family. And the Chazanash and the Chassam Sofer rules that it is totally invalid. The decision of this committee to elect that Rav is totally invalid, and he is not the Rav. And if it will come to light that the Rav was personally involved in giving this shochet, he cannot be a Rav in his entire life. That's the psak of the Chassam Sofer. What is this psak based on? Sif in Shulchan Aruch, that kol voiskim im hatzibur yasku imam l'shem shemaim. I think it's a Mishnah novice. And if they get shochet, that is definitely not l'shem shemaim, ki ha'shochet ya'aver eina chachomim. So the Chassam Sofer is very harsh. That's a very harsh ruling. And if the Rav was involved in that scheme, then he can't be a Rav. So the Chassam Sofer would l'chayra apply to any official, because kolo oiskim emetzivim need to be oisik l'shem shemayim. One could argue, the fact that I took shoychad, does that mean it's not l'shem shemayim? I'm convinced everything I do is l'shem shemayim. But they wanted to give me money. Why shouldn't they take that money? So according to the Chassam Sofer, no. That totally contradicts L'Shem Shemayim. Because the Pusik says, K'Shoichet Yavarei Nechachomim. So according to the Chazon Ish, Chassam Sofer isn't right. Because the Yavarei Nechachomim is only because of the Lav. And by public officials, there is no Lav. So there's no Yavarei Nechachomim. So I think this proves my argument. No, Ya'aver Eina Chachomim comes before the Lav. That is why the Torah asks Shoichad. So if you take Shoichad, it distorts your judgment and you no longer have any degree of Neshem Shemayim. And the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tes Choshem Mishpat Seif Aleph, quotes the Chassam Sofer. He doesn't bring the source, but at the end of the Seif, he writes Chassam Sofer. And it's quite obvious, and he probably means this tshuva, Chassam Sofer, because I'm not aware of any other tshuva besides Choshem Mishpat Siman Kuf Samach, in which Chassam Sofer reels us. So, according to the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan, and I think it goes without saying, I don't think that's an Issa, the Lav, Ki HaShoichet Ya'aver Eina Chachomim. The Lav refers to Beisdin. Shoiftim v'shoitim t'in l'cho b'chol sholecha. But nevertheless, I think it's an Issa according to the Chassam Sofer. Not only it's an Issa, but it is invalid. Whatever they decide is invalid. And maybe Loisata Mishpat is not only on the Shoiftim, but on the Shoitrim as well. Anybody that is involved in the process is loisikach shoichad. Ki ha-shoichad ya'avanei nechachomim v'yasalev divrei tzadik. So the only shoichad that is allowed to take shoichad is shoichad kol ha-oros. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Today is the shoichad. And we're looking for ways to be zoche b'din. Pay shoychad. Give a Kodesh Baruch Hu shoychad. Make him happy. Give him more Torah, give him more tefillah, give him more gemilas chasadim. He's well aware that you're doing it because you want to bribe him. Because you didn't do it Av, you didn't do it Tamiz, you didn't do it Shvat, you didn't do it Nisan, you didn't do it Iyar. You're doing it El, but nevertheless it works. Because nobody tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he has to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Shechat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does very many strange things for us. So the Yerushalmi says twice, Masechet Sanhedrin, and once again in Sof Perek Kama D'Shavuos, the Yerushalmi says, Ein shechacho lefnei kisa kevoidecho, b'shvil yesu al nasa shachachan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his children, and sometimes he forgets about their past. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu forget? If we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't forget, then we're limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a philosophical question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forget? If we say he can't forget, is there anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do? Is there anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do? So we could forget, but forgetting is a deficiency. So that's abstract philosophy. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu forget or can't he forget? So the Yerushalmi says clear, when he wants to forget, yes, he forgets, because that is what he wants to do. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to forget? For our benefit, sometimes he chooses to forget. So for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does anything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Shechad. And we have to take advantage of that fact. Yes, it's Elul. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that maybe after the Yomim Tovim we won't be the same. But right here and now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for us to be better. Yes, it's Elul. Take advantage of the fact that it's Elul. So there are many Ramazim on Elul. Echad l'chatos ve'echad l'oilo is one remes. Es levavcho ve'es levav, another remes. But the most well-known remes is ani ledoidi ledoidi. So a person might have a feeling, where do all these Ramazim come from? Maybe a person was bored and he had some spare time. He took out a Tanakh and he started reading through the Tanakh, and wherever he found a pasuk that has the sequence of Alev, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, he made a note. And when he was through, he had a whole bunch of Ramazim on Chodesh Elul. That is not the way we relate to Kitvei Ha'ari. And all these Ramazim are based on Kitvei Ha'ari. The Ari HaKadosh wasn't bored, and he probably didn't have spare time for nonsense. So each and every one of these Ramazim has a profound meaning. And I think the most profound of them all is Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li. And why do I think so? Because in our conscience, in our collective feelings, Elul is associated with Eimo V'Yira, with Pachad. The Novi Amos says, "Im yitoka shoifo bi'ir v'amlo yechradu." And Minig Ashkenaz is to blow shoifer from Rosh Chodesh Elul, from the first day in Elul. "Im yitoka shoifo bi'ir v'amlo yechradu." And the Gemara says, "Lama ein oimerem halal b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim." And according to the Gemara, this is a question that Malach Ashuras asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Efshar." Melech Yoshev al Kisi Adin, Sifra Mason, the Sifra Chaim, Tucham Lafon, and the Yoim Rohalo. And the Rambam brings this aloha, Pere Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam writes, Ein Oim Ram Halal, Barashon of Yoim Kippurim, Lefisha, Ein Elu Yomim Shul Simchi Yaseira, Elu Yomim Shul Yerov Afachad. So Yomim Neroim are Yomim of Yerov Afachad. And Chodesh Elul as well. So the Ari HaKadosh says that the remez of Elul is Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li. So where does this pasuk appear? Not in Megillas Eicha. Not in Sefer Iyov. Not in Kisvei HaKadosh that are based on Midas Adin. This pasuk appears in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is not that much about Yerov HaFachad. Shir HaShirim is a love story. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Mehilchos Teshuva, when the Rambam writes about Avodas Hashem Me'ahava, and I always had the feeling Mehilchos Teshuva has 10 prokem. I always had the feeling it's Keneged Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And since I was a young boy, a young bocher, not a little boy, I used to learn Hilchos Teshuva from Rosh Hashanah and Leil Yom Kippur, Leil Kol Nidre, after davening. I always learned Perek Yud, and Perek Yud is a magnificent Perek. The entire Perek is dedicated to Avodas Hashem Ahava. And the Rambam writes, Loi Kol HaChachomim Zocho L'midazu, and that's the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. The Novi Yeshayahu says, Zera Avraham Ohavi. The Kol Sefer Shir HaShirim Nichtav K'mosha Le'inyan Hazeh. So Shir HaShirim is all about Ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us and our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the moshel of the Doid and the Rayo. And that is Chodesh Elul. So that's comforting, and that gives us so much chizik. Elul is not about Yir of HaFachad. It is a gift. Elul is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us before the Yemei Adin arrived. So there's a tshuva in Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda deals with the question, should an Ovel daven for the Omid be Yemei Aslichus? Because the Poiskim say, and the sources are Divrei Kabbalah, an Ovel should not daven B'Yomim Neroim, because he's Moiril Midas Adin. Midas Adin is Shoira Ana Ovel. So he should not be Oivir of Ne'ateva in Yomim Neroim. So how about Slichus? And the Noida B'Yehuda says, Slichus is Kulay Rachamim, has nothing to do with Din. Din starts in Rosh Hashanah. Yemei Slichus are Kulay Rachamim. Elul Kal V'Choymer, Kulay Ahavo. And that is Oimek HaRemez of Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li, which is encouraging, and it gives us Chizuk. Elul is a gift. Take advantage. It is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ba'Ahavo U'Bechemlo. And there's not a shemetz of Midas Adin in Elul. It's all about Ahavo and about Rachamim. And that is why the remez is Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li. Ani Ledoidi V'Doidi Li. This posuk appears in Shir HaShirim in two different variations. In Perek Beis of Shir HaShirim, the posuk says Doidi Li V'Ani Loi. It is only in Perek Vav in Shir HaShirim that we find Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. What is the difference between the two variations? Fundamental difference. Medrash Rabo Eicho, Perek Hei, we learn in Medrash that there is an eternal argument or discussion between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. We plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Alocha V'Nashuvo. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, doesn't go that way. Shuvu Elai V'Shuvo. Many times I told the story of the Rav Shitzarov that Hasidim tell. So the Rav Shitzarov was one of the great tzaddikim in Poland, in Galicia. And it once transpired, was a cold and wet, rainy winter day, and the Rav Shitzarov was sitting in a wagon pulled by two horses. And one of the wheels got stuck in the mud, and the balagola goes out and huffs and puffs and pushes and pulls to no avail. So he walks over to the Rebbe's window, he knocks on the window, and he says, Rebbe, I'm fully aware of Sapasnish, but if you do want to get home at some time, maybe come out and let's push together. You know, I know that it's inappropriate, but if you have any other idea, I'm willing to hear. I'm not successful in getting this out of the mud. So what could he do? He looks around, he goes out and both push together. Still doesn't budge. So the Rav Shitzarov noises Zeinov L'morem, and he says, Rabbi Nishaloylam, I believe in Hashgacha Pratis, and I know that you got me stuck in the mud, you want me to do tshuva. But how could one do tshuva when it's cold and he's shivering and he's up to his knees in the mud? Please bring me home, you know, I'll have a hot cup of tea and I'll do tshuva. Ultimately, I'll do tshuva. And the Hasidim knew that the Rav Shitzarov called Dvorov B'moshel U'B'melitz, and he wasn't talking about his personal travails. He turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, I believe we're stuck in the mud for thousands of years because you expect us to do tshuva, but you see it ain't working. You're not getting anywhere. because we're stuck in the mud and we're so uncomfortable and we have so much tzoras, then we should be doing tshuva, but you see it ain't working. So bring us home, you know, bring us home and then we'll do tshuva. That is our argument. Hashiveinu Hashem Elochem Anashuva. So if it would be up to us, we would have no Chodesh Elul. We would have Chodesh Dalul. That's how we would prefer to call this Chodesh. Al Shem HaPosek Doidi Li, and only then an Eloi. But there's not much we can do. It's Chodesh Elul. It's not Chodesh Dalul. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu skipped Perek Beis, and he went directly to Perek Vav. Ani LeDoidi, and only then Doidi Li. So we do need to make the first step. And that is why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Chodesh Elul. Try. Kindalach, try. I'm giving you Elul before the Yemei Adin. Elul is kuloi rachamim. Elul is kuloi ahava. Try. Take advantage of this month. I'm giving you a full month before Rosh Hashanah, before Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Make the most of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu pleased with us. And after all, what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu expect? Pischuli Pesach Kichudoi Shal Machat. And everybody remembers what Chazal say. Everybody says, Ani Eftach Ma Pesach Pischo Shel Ulam. No, that's nowhere in Chazal. It's the Shloh, and in Tfilis Tashlach. But in Chazal, we do not find that lesson. What we find is far more appealing. And it's a medicine Shir Hashirim. Pischuli Pesach Kechudesh Ol Machat V'ani Eftach Lachem Psochim Shiu Agolais V'Kroinais Ofrim Behem. And I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with empty wagons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deal with empty wagons. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Eftach Lachem Psochim, not one Pesach, but many Psochim, Shiu Agolais V'Kroinais Ofrim Behem. Those Agolais and Kroinais are jam-packed. They're full of bona chayim, mezoyne raviche, nachas and simchen, bar yesgufa, v'nohoyra ba'alya. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands and asks for is Pesach kechudoi shel machat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, he says, ani ledoidi, and only then, doidi li, hashiveinu Hashem elecho, v'neshuvo. He says, shuvo elai, v'oshev aleichem. But he's not asking for too much. He's asking for a Pesach, a Chodesh Ol Machat. So let us take advantage of Chodesh Elul. Let us try to bribe a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let us try, at least Elul, take advantage of this matona that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li berachamim merubim. So we should take advantage of Chodesh Elul and try to be better. Tshuva, tefila, tzedaka, Talmud Torah, these are the zgulas that we should try to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all have together with Kol Beis Yisrael Aksiv V'Chasim HaToyva B'Sifron Shel Tzaddikim Gemurim, and this new year coming upon us, Yesh Shnas Eiro, Shnas Brocha, Shnas Geulo V'Yeshua B'Bias Goel Tzedek V'Meiro V'Yomeinu V'Amen. Thank you.